In the mighty name of Jesus, let your voice sound like the noise of many waters. As we hear you tonight, let your word transform us. Revive us with your fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you have answered us. As many on their way coming, we cover their coming with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. And all the time, let's have our seat. No translator, so what do we do? Hallelujah. Lord is good. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. And the Bible says, where to? Or more people are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. So I congratulate you because you are here. Not everybody has the grace to be here. But I congratulate you. This is a seminar. I will talk. All of us are going to talk. God will speak to us in Jesus' name. Who can tell me the tag of our seminar? The tag. Somebody will be going around with microphone, so let's get ready. Yes. Who can tell me the tag? I think we didn't have enough time to tell people about the seminar, but it's fine. But I know we should know the tag, those of you that are here. At least the memory. So
So who knows the type of our seminar? Yes. Huh? Hallelujah. Youth of fire. Yesterday, when the minister was like, if you are a youth, raise up your hand. And I raised up my hand. And the youth that I heard were like, you are not a youth. I said, I'm a youth, so what's your problem? I'm a youth for Jesus. I'm a youth for Jesus. That's why I'm here. I need more fire too. Hallelujah. So God is our Father. We are all His children. So when it comes to God, I'm also a youth. So the Lord will feed every one of us today. So the type of my message still remain youth on fire. But before I continue, I want to thank God for this opportunity to stand before you. And I want to thank her daddy, the crown of my head, thank you, sir, for the grace to stand before the people of God. Youth of fire. What is fire? What can you say about fire? What is the work of fire? Hallelujah. What can you say about fire? Which one is louder for us? Okay. Fire is a consumer. Fire burns. And when you talk about physical fire, it can consume anything. Fire can work on anything. Fire can start with just a paper and spread to every other thing. But today we are talking about spiritual fire. What is spiritual fire? How many of us write something to write today? Seminar. You don't come to seminar without writing. It's like a lesson. It's like lesson. You are like learning things to apply in your life. Hallelujah. Spiritual fire is a burning inside of you through the presence of the Holy Ghost inside of you. Hallelujah. I'll say it again. Spiritual fire is a burning inside of you through the presence of the Holy Ghost in you. Let's go to Acts of Apostles chapter 2. Going to read from verse 1 to 4. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongue, like as of fire, and it sat upon them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as of the Spirit gave them utterance. The Bible is talking about the apostles here. The Bible says on that day, they were in the upper room doing their thing. And suddenly there was a noise. Meaning fire can make noise. and suddenly came upon each of the apostles. 5. And from that moment till today, their life never remained the same. Fire can do the unimaginable. Now, what the Bible recorded in Acts of Apostles that the apostle did, they have been working with Jesus for many years. They never did. But that day, when the fire came, everything turned around. And for someone that is inside this place today, that is hungry for that fire, something is about to change inside of you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
now, fire is a hunger that cannot be satisfied. As long as there is fuel, fire keeps burning. Fire is never satisfied. Fire can contact and contract anything. Meaning, when that fire comes upon you, you will no longer be satisfied. Hallelujah. Is somebody hungry tonight? Maybe you are not hungry, but when that fire comes, the hunger will come. Hallelujah. Now, when I'm talking about hungry, I'm not talking about physical hunger. I'm talking about spiritual hunger. How many of you know that people can be hungry spiritually? Yes. You will always want more. You want more. And you're not satisfied. The same way, when you are hungry physically and you eat something little, you are like, no, I'm still hungry, I'm not full. But when it comes to spiritual fire or hunger, you can never be filled. You will keep wanting more. Hallelujah. Now, fire can bring God increase and focus. Let's go to Luke chapter 2, verse 42 to 49. I'm going to read from 42. Let's see the life of Jesus. The Bible says in 42, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem. And after the custom of the feast, who are they talking about here? We are talking about Jesus. When Jesus was 12 years, do we have 12 years here? Hallelujah, or more. Now, but when Jesus was 12, that was when the hunger, he was still very young, but the hunger was already there. He was already hungry and not satisfied. Something told him there is more, there is room for more. And the Bible says that yearly, his parents usually travel. They usually travel to Jerusalem for their yearly what?
Now, the Bible says when Jesus Christ was 12 years, I will read 43 now. Say, and when they had filled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. And they, supposing him to be in the company, went a day journey, and they sought him among them, among their kinfolk. I'm going to explain it. Now, this part is talking about when Jesus Christ was 12 years, he went with his mother to Jerusalem and the father. All his family, they all went together. But after they finished their tradition, what they went to do? The Bible says Jesus stayed behind. He was just 12 years old. And the Bible says, instead of him to follow the parents, he was hungry for more. He was not satisfied. The Bible said he stayed behind. Where? In the temple. Doing what? He was teaching and learning. Fire is never satisfying. When it begins to burn, it never stops burning. It's only one thing that can stop it. We'll talk about it later. And the Bible says, after 2 days, Mary began to look for Jesus. They were in the truck that is taking them back to, I think, Nazareth. And he then noticed that Jesus was not with them. Say, where is my son? I can't see my son. And even Joseph, both of them have to turn back and go back to Jerusalem. The Bible says they found him in the temple. Hunger. And they were like, son, we have been looking for you. Where have you been? Say, what are you looking for? Hallelujah. There is something inside of him that told him that he is more. There is more. He said he must be about his father's business. That is hunger, spiritual hunger. That is fire. Matthew 21, verse 12 to 13. Matthew 21. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in money changer and the seat of them that sold dough, and said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. What made him to do this? Fire, hunger, zeal, blazing. Something is blazing and quickening him inside to do whatever is done. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked them. He said, this is my father's house. You cannot sell here. When you have fire, there are some things that you will not allow. If you have fire, there are some things that cannot happen around you. Even as youths, even as children, even as mothers, even as fathers, if you have fire, when you enter a place, darkness gave way.
As the lamb is in bed and not dead.
Because they know that something different has come.
I shall not be happy to have you said.
Everybody has been said.
Who can understand you?
The Jewish, the Pharisees, they can all see everything.
Who do you can give you had you okay?
In the temple. But when fire came, he said, no. This one cannot happen here. And the Bible says, who can tell me the two things that the Bible used to explain Jesus? We need microphone. Like I said, we'll be talking. Yes, some things that the Bible used to qualify Jesus. Anyone in the house? Some qualification of Jesus.
Consuming fire.
Okay. More.
Prince of peace. Everlasting Father. Counselor.
Huh? Wonderful. Yeah. What about the lamb?
Yeah.
The lion. But on that day, he did not appear as lamb. He appeared as lion. Something harsh, like fire. He said, What? What is this? Who in this room can ever believe that Jesus can do that? Just enter a place and begin to throw their things away. And begin to kick their things. This cannot be here. This cannot be here. Nonsense. And the Bible said he was trashing everything. Fire. Something is burning inside. When you are fire, when something is not right, you will know. Yesterday, we learned about Samson. He has fire. The hand of God is upon him. He has the spirit of God. But he allowed his desire to control him. One of the things they taught us yesterday was that Samson went to marry from his enemy. And he knows. But the desire controlled him. And his desire quenched the fire. Hallelujah. Until he was destroyed. Fine. Jesus was so loving, Father. Everybody used to see him. Oh, repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Oh, be healed. Oh, receive. But that day, he was fine. Something goes inside of him. And remind that no, this cannot be. Say, this is my father's house. How dare you? Hallelujah. Children in the house. Are you defending God? Is the fire inside of you and push you to that extent to realize when this is not right and say, no, I am a carrier of fire. This one cannot be. Hallelujah. First Kings chapter 18. Let's go through the story of Elijah. First Kings chapter 18. That is 6 to 38. Fire can do the impossible. First King 18. That is 6 to 38. Fire can do the impossible. I'm not talking about physical fire. I'm talking about spiritual, divine
fire. Hallelujah. The fire that can make an ordinary person to become extraordinary. 36. And it came to pass as the time of the piercing of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known that this day thou art God in Israel. I'm going to explain the rest with my mouth. The Bible says, in Israel, the people have been doing as they like, worshiping Baal. By the way, many of us worship Baal or indirectly. We will not know, but that is why this type of seminar are here to help us. So that we can be fired up again and we can know that something is actually wrong here. They have been worshipping Baal, doing all sorts of things. And Elijah could not take it anymore. Jezebel was in charge. Jezebel was in control. He had all his prophets. And the day came, God spoke to Elijah. He said, return back. Because by that time, Elijah has left the city. He was with the Sarapite woman. But God told him to go back. That he's going to send rain back to the city. And Elijah told the king, he said, today, we shall know who is God in this city. Have you ever defended God? You can't do it except fire helps you to. There are some things you will not do naturally except there is fire inside. Except there is fire burning. And Elijah said, today we shall know who is God. Take for yourself a bull, I will take for myself a bull. Call to your God to send fire. And I will call to my God to send fire. Whichever God sent fire is a true God. And that is the God everybody will serve. And the Bible says after the prophet of Baal has done all sorts of nonsense, there was no fire. But the man of fire, if you are a youth of fire, shout hallelujah. If you are a youth of fire, maybe there is fire inside of you. Or maybe you need fire tonight. Shout fire!
Fire!
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible said, Elijah said, God, that it may be known that you are God before all these people. Then send your fire. One word. Just one word. Hey. I say you will do the impossible after today. Even as young as you are, you will begin to do the impossible after today. In the name of Jesus. And the Bible says fire came down from heaven. Now, this is the fearful part. The Bible says when the fire came, the fire ate the wood. The fire ate the wood. The fire ate the stone. And the fire licked the water. Have you ever seen fire eating stone? We need microphone. Maybe there's someone that has seen fire in store. Have you ever seen fire in store? But this fire is not normal fire. It's not physical fire. This is spiritual fire. And the Bible says that the fire eats everything that Elijah set up for the sacrifice. Do you want fire? Do you want fire? Nobody need fire here? I'm asking. Now, let me tell you. If Elijah was not ready for the fire, God knows. And you will not receive the fire. When Samson was not ready for the fire, did the fire follow him by force? The fire left him. And the enemy conquered him. If you want to be conquerors in this world, then you must be on fire. That is the only way out. No other way. That is why the devil will do everything to take the fire of those who even have it. Those who have it, the devil is doing everything to take it, to quench it. Because he knows when the fire is there, you can do whatever. They don't watch for those who don't have a fire. That means you just said, I don't need to stress myself with this one. Let me focus on those one with the fire to quench it. Fire. You have fire. You are not too young to have fire. Someone begin to carry the fire of God from his young age. Even at 7 years, God began to send him fire. I said, fire is evidence of what? Who can tell me? Yes, we need microphone. Let me know if people are following me. Fire is evidence of. I said it before, yes. Sorry? Fire is evidence of what? I'm asking, that consuming fire is the presence of what?
The presence of the Holy Spirit.
Holy Ghost! That fire means the presence of the Holy Ghost. That is why Jesus told the disciple, don't leave this room until you receive the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus said, if they leave, they will die. Men will kill them cheaply. The devil will deal with them. That is why Jesus said, don't go out. Just stay here. Keep praying. And when the fire came, they don't even need to go and ask Jesus if I should come and go out. It is the fire that caused the noise by itself. The fire caused noise. The Bible said people were hearing their noise and they came out. And they came and asked, what is going on here? And who can tell me how many souls was born to Christ? That day, just that day, when the fire came, what are you going to? Just let fire come. You will be amazed. Go. Elijah did the impossible. You can do the impossible. All you need is fire. Set yourself ablaze. Physically when you set something at play, that thing no longer remains the same. If you set this chair on fire, will it remain in the same shape?
No.
The same way. If you are on fire, you can never remain in the same shape. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 12:29. Fire can consume. Fire can consume. In short, fire can do everything. Fire can consume. It can consume your enemy. Hallelujah. Who know the story in the Bible? Where fire consumed people. Yes. Who knows the story? Yes. Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay. Yes. Thank you. Okay. Who knows the one that men like you, with flesh like you, call down fire? To consume people. Hallelujah.
Elijah.
Elijah. He didn't stress. If I am a man of God, let fire fall and consume this captive and his 50. You can also call fire. Hallelujah. Fire can do anything and it can consume. You can consume things that ought not to be. Hebrews 12:29, our God is a consuming fire. Now, what happens when fire comes? When fire comes upon you, what will happen? Malachi 3. Verse 3. When fire comes, it doesn't leave that person the same. Never. When fire comes, something must happen. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi. And purge them as of gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering or an offering in righteousness. Hallelujah. If I read from verse 2, but who may abide the days of his coming, and who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soul. Fire refines. Fire purifies. It's change. It's cleanse. When fire comes, you are no longer going to be yourself again. When fire comes, the things you used to do, you will not do it again. The fire will come and refine. The refining will be from the inside. Not from outside. From the inside out. It will cleanse you. It will purify. It will purge you. Hallelujah. That's why when an iron goes through fire, it doesn't remain the same. It appears to be gold. You know gold, right? Gold is different from the ones you used to buy from outside. I think the one they used to, those cheap ones, they just paint them. But the real gold,
goes through fire
for purification.
To never come out the same. When fire comes on you, the first thing it purifies you. It purges you. You will not remain the same. That is why when God wanted to use Gideon, when the angel appeared to Gideon, the first thing was, the Holy Spirit told him, this is your idol, this is your father's idol. Who has set on fire. At that time, something is in charge. Because Gideon, he will not just open his eyes in a normal day, normal name, and go and set his father's idol on fire. But something came on him, and that was fire. And he obeyed until he was fulfilled. Second. So under the first one, which is purification, some point under it is you begin to choose your choices. You don't just do anything anyhow. You don't just go anywhere anyhow. You don't just wear anything anyhow. There will be a body inside of you that will be controlling you. Go here. Don't go there. Work with this group of people. No, don't go with them. Wear this. No, you cannot wear this one. It will not be the one controlling your heart. It will be no you any longer. Because something is burning. People will not understand you again. Your friend will not understand you again. I'm sure when Jesus was 12 years, all his age mates were playing football, running around the streets, making friends up and down. But Jesus is busy. Why? The burning. There is something controlling him. He no longer controls himself. There is something so strong controlling his heart. And he said, no, where I ought to be now? Oh, mother, don't look for me. Why are you looking for me? When fire comes, you begin to choose your children. The clothes you wear, even the words you speak. The body will check it for you before you speak it. Don't speak this word. Hallelujah. Point number two. You become supernatural. You become extraordinary. You can never remain the same. There is a body in charge. There is a burning. There is a flame. There is a blazing. There is an hunger that you cannot satisfy by your strength. You become extraordinary. And then you begin to do extraordinary things. We gave you the example of Elijah. Who can give us example of what I said about Elijah? When fire comes, point number two, you become supernatural. You become extraordinary. So who can tell us? We spoke about Elijah, right? I spoke about some people that carried fire. How were they extraordinary? Who can tell us? Yes.
John.
Who can remember? Who can tell us?
Maybe the Bolina.
We need our microphone. Yes. I want to be sure that you are all following. Yes. How were they extraordinary? Just maybe one of them. What did they do? How did you? I'm waiting. Which one?
Saint fire.
Hallelujah. Let's clap for her. Elijah called down fire. Okay, you can call down fire here. It's okay. No one. Now, that is where a man becomes extraordinary. When a man becomes supernatural. Now, let me remind you. Now, if that body is inside of you, you can call down fire. Do you believe? People are doubting God. Do you believe? If you believe that you can call down fire, raise up your hand. Yes! You can! Elijah was a man like you and me. And he called down fire. It depends on you. How hungry you are. How ready you are. God strengthened Samson even to tear lion into two. But until the day he said, I don't want again. That was and that was the end of it. If you are ready, you are willing, you are hungry, you can do the impossible. When fire comes upon you, you become supernatural. There was a time that our daddy gave us a story of a man of God. He said he was going and some Egyptian lady, they threw something at him. And he said that hand that they used to throw stone at him, and that told us the second week when the man was passing that place, he found that hand broke. Now, do you believe that you can do the impossible? When you have fire, nothing becomes impossible for you. Everything becomes possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that was somebody's story. I have my own. The one that happens to me, and I saw it with my eyes. And the same way I said, God will do it the same way. God dealt with that person. When you have fire, you have burning, you have flame inside. You become supernatural. You will do greater works. Point number three. Greater works. Jesus said so. But it depends on you. You, even me. Jesus has spoken. But it depends on you. That the Elijah called fire. The fire eats the stone.
Eats the water.
Eats the bull. Eats the wood. I was planning to do some experiments here today, but it is no problem. If to see if fire can actually eat stone, it may be impossible physically, but spiritually. Bible says nothing shall be impossible.
بربنا ما في حاجة مستحيل.
John chapter 14 verse 12.
يوحنا 14:12.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, that he that believe on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than this. Oh my God. Say, that is me. Say, that is me. Are you afraid? Don't be afraid. Say, that is me. He said, he that believeth on me, you believe that there is something greater inside of you. You are filled of the Holy Ghost. He said, what he does, what Jesus does, you will do greater. Greater than he has done. Greater than Elijah. But you must believe. Last one. Last point. Don't forget, we are talking about what happens when the fire comes. Because we will still go to how you can get the fire and how the fire can
quench.
On what fire can give you. God will use you to do the impossible. Now, I don't want to take much time. We saw how God used David. Through Moses, God parted the Red Sea. Joseph became a prime minister in Egypt. Jacob wrestled with the angel. And he prevailed. Burning inside. Flaming inside. How to be on fire. How to be on fire. The first thing, you must be saved. If you are not saved, no fire. If you don't have salvation, I'm sorry, no fire. If you don't have relationship with Jesus, there will be never fire. Now, today, we have Christians that are already saved. But they don't have hunger. They are giving their life to Jesus. They will say, I will just go to church and I will go home. I don't want problem for my life. I will go to church. I will go and worship. And I will go home. I'm sorry. You will remain the same. There must be an hunger. This is the only thing that can bring the heat. When you are not hungry, you are already full, right? So what will God come and feed you for? But when you are spiritually hungry, the heat is rising, then be ready for the flame. Because it becomes stronger. We have 2 Kings chapter 2, 2 to 4. I will not read, I will explain. When the time came for Elisha to go, Elijah, when the hour has come for God to take him, the Bible says, Elisha knew. Even the sons of the prophets, those who are serving the prophets like him, they knew how much Elisha is attached to Elijah. And they came. Do you know that God will take your master away from you today? Elisha said, I know. Now look at the hunger. Elijah told Elisha,
here for me. God has sent me on an assignment. Elijah said, even your God, the one that made you, he knew I would not leave you. Anywhere you are going today, we are going together. The sons of the prophets were laughing at him. And that one will take me to point three. But before I say point three, Elijah was determined. Elijah told him two times, please wait here. God is sending me somewhere. Don't worry, I'll come back. Elisha repeated the same thing. As God is, today, no one will separate me. I will follow you anywhere. That is a hunger. That is someone who wants something. That is someone who knows there is more. He could have been like the other children of the prophet, sons of God. And just sit down and be watching. Even when they were laughing at him, point number three, he was not distracted. He was focused. Second Kings chapter 2, verse 3. Verse 10. He didn't allow them to distract him. He was determined. Amen. Then, prayer. Continuous prayer. Father, I am hungry. I know there is more. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Many Christians today, they don't even care about the Holy Ghost. But I'm sorry, there is no fire without the presence of the Holy Ghost. Until the Holy Ghost came down, there was no fire. But many children of God, they will just go in the name of Jesus. Amen. No. There is no fire that way. The devil is not a joker. Did you ever see the devil laughing one day? You must be prayerful. I've told you people my prayer here, my testimony here many times. After I gave my life to Jesus, all night, Holy Spirit, sometimes it will carry me and hit me on the floor. I will be fatigued. All my legs will be weak. I will not be able to stand up. Sometimes only in the sitting room, I will be seeing Jesus with my eyes.